Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright, and I am your hostess for this program. I am so glad that you joined us once again for this hour of transformation and embracing who you are as a spiritual being having a human experience. So welcome. Welcome to those of you who tune in from your hometown in America, or your hometown in another country. I know that we've got many international folks that tune into this program as well. So thank you for tuning in. We are here with my new dear friend, Mary Gooden. Is that how you say your name, Gooden?
It's Gooden.
Gooden. Okay. Gooden. I might sound like I'm from another country saying Gooden. But Gooden is beautiful. I'm so glad you're here. And she is going to share with us about her transformational journey as she has brought people to Sedona with different retreats. And is that the only place that you're doing retreats, or is it kind of wherever the spirit guides you?
Currently, spirit loves to have me in Sedona. However, it's so fun that you're asking, Pam, because I think that Costa Rica is jumping on board.
See, Spirit knows when to say things. And so Spirit was guiding me to ask you. That's beautiful that we are being called to other countries and other places than what we're used to, because that's kind of the name of the game in 2024, from what I'm picking up as I connect in with Spirit and connect in with my soul, which always guides me in every direction that I need to go. So before we launch into this hour of transformation, what I'd like to do is really ground us into this present moment, really letting go of anything that's distracting us, getting in our way of really, really clearing and being present and peaceful and embodied in who we are without all of the interference of any other energies other than our own. So if you will just take some deep breaths with me. And as you do, you can feel that energy in your body. You feel it coming into your belly, up into your heart space. And you can even expand it a little bit more to include your head and your brain, your eyes, your ears. You might be hearing the sound of that breath coming in and around you. And then with a sound, just let it out. And just go ahead and do that a few times. And as you do that, I'm going to bring in some bright language for you, which is light language with Pam Bright's energy added to that, to bring us into this moment. No te rabatende zu te rabai. Hey, Nehi. We're getting a lot of earth energy right up front here. Gaia is really wanting to support us in grounding with the earth energies, grounding with the tree elements, grounding with the waters, grounding with the elements of the land. Hey Santan Taiki the Baba Neki U Nei U.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
All right, so that really brought us home into our body systems. When you're ready, you can just come back nice and slowly, opening your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. And Mary, so glad that you joined me today, especially since you already have your own podcast and you're willing to join me in this podcast. So definitely we want to hear about your podcast so that people can tune in to you as well. I would love to hear your journey from, you know, whenever it started, where you started realizing, oh, you know, I'm much more than human. There's much more part of me that is connected to the elements, connected to the earth, maybe connected to the stars. Tell us a little bit about your experience with when you started kind of understanding that there was more to you than just this human self that you are.
I love that question, Pam. Thank you for grounding us in. It's fun because I wore my red today for some reason. I've got my earth mala on. So you really just, we just know. We just know. And we all just know. That's my belief. We all just know. And when we declutter everything in our lives, when we get these pretend ideas out of the way, then we can really tap into that soulfulness that and in our human body. So my journey really, when I reflect back on my life, Pam, just a bit, and you know, we'll go on this roller coaster ride. That sure was fun for me. You know, when I was 8 years old, I just wanted to love everything, everywhere, everyone. My mom, I'll describe her in just a few words. She was the most loving person that I know, although she's ascended and she's on my divine team now, and a creative. Like, she went after things. In that era for her, it was the fabric flowers and the ceramics, like doing she always had color and artistic things around. But, you know, I still lived in a society as we know today, as maybe we call it the three-dimensional program, or that way that says suffering is the way, that program. We all, you know, I still was raised in that program that you've got to climb and you've got to strive and you've got to be the best of the best of the best. And you know what else? You got to go after somebody else's dream because you're not enough to go after your own. And it wasn't my parents. It was society. Mm-hmm. Society said, you know, go after that. And this is the way I describe it. For me, that was a corporate carnival. For me, that was climbing a ladder to executive leadership. It supported somebody else's dream. I was devoted to somebody else's business. And I call it really from there, from panic to purpose. So for 20 years, I was in the corporate carnival. 16 of those years, I was just like getting it done, you know, driving into something that just made money. It wasn't really about what I wanted or what my heart desired. At that point, it was just, you know, make some money and have all these things, you know, accumulate all these things. And so I was in it. I was in it to win it, just like everyone else in my time. And I was winning it. I was doing a really great job until my body said, stop. I had a panic attack. And because I was going 140 miles an hour. I thought that's what we were supposed to do to be successful. You remember that key to that red Ferrari dream they gave you and said, go 140 miles an hour. I swear that car is going to show up one day.
Yep.
Right. And my body, I ended up in the hospital one night with a panic attack. I thought it was a heart attack. It's a scary time if you've ever had them. And if you haven't, good, you don't need them. But if you have, they do serve a purpose. Like I said, from panic to purpose. That night in the hospital, I was still tapping my watch, though. I was still like, hurry up, I've got to go. I've got work tomorrow. I've got children. My children were 8 and 6 at the time. My husband, which was my husband at the time, he was in the Navy. So he was out to sea. So it was really just, it was my tipping point. And I walked out of the hospital that night with enough Xanax to put down an elephant. I didn't want it. That was the biggest disappointment for me. Like, I don't want to be medicated. I don't want to feel this way. It was coming home to my body. That's what was getting ready to happen. We get into our spiritual places, and a lot of times we get out of the body because we feel like the body is limited. And because the body hurts and it talks to us. And so rather than say, what the hell's going on, heart? You know, we try to ignore it, but I couldn't ignore it. And so I started sitting with it. It was still waking me up. I would call the ambulance every other night to just talk me down. Eventually I was on a low dose of Celexa that kind of got, it's an anti anxiety med that got some things under control. Just enough though, for me to start wondering what I really wanted. I don't want to feel like this, and I don't want to be medicated to have to continue supporting this career. So I would sit with myself, and it's one of my non-negotiables. I have three of them, which I'll, you know, share with you just to be intentional and to claim my desire to be with myself, daily connection. And then number two is daily movement. Then I would move the energy and I would take inspired action. Number three, of course, is the celebration, the boasting. I mean, the patting myself on the back for doing a great job. And that's, I really started practicing these three levels, but it started with that commitment, that daily connection to myself, like asking this heart that's been beating out of control, what do you want? Some people reflect this as prayer or meditation. So I would do that every night until I started to really change things, because that wasn't enough either. I was still putting myself last.
Yep. Oh, I remember it well. I remember that well. I was a massage therapist for a long time. And so everybody else was first, right? Make sure that they're taken care of. Give them lots of pampering, lots of loving, you know? I mean, I gave it all. And I was the one that was like, my body was suffering. My blood pressure was up. I was going 150 miles an hour. I understand that world really well. And so it's great that we're talking about, oh, we've been putting ourselves last. And what about what? I have to take care of this body too? How the heck do I do that when I've got all this other stuff to do? I'm so glad we're talking about this. This is great.
Blessings to you, Pam, because massage therapy is a saving grace for me. Since I started teaching fitness, so I was in the corporate realm, and then I wanted to explore. So I started teaching fitness classes because that's my number two, daily movement. We're made of energy. So I wanted to make sure that I was always moving my body. And what better way to do that than to get responsible and teach some classes? So another thing that you have to do and you have to be there for and you have to give to people. But it was killing two birds, right? Working in corporate was affording me the luxurious things that I thought I needed to have. And teaching fitness was giving me a paycheck for moving my body. But you don't realize how much, like Pam just said, how much you're giving when you're holding space like that for people. When I'm holding space to, as an executive leader in that role of a multi-million dollar dental company, I'm holding some weight. I'm holding some space. This money's got to come in. These accounts payables, these accounts receivables, these things have to be sharp. And you have to think about them. And I would think about them 24 hours a day because it was like my bank account, right? It was like my thing. So you don't realize how much you're putting out. So I thought, you know, well, at least I'm doing this for me. I didn't realize that it was still taking a toll on me. So this massage was my saving grace. So ever since I became a fitness instructor over 20 years ago, that's when I went into yoga, started teaching yoga before panic. Right before I panicked, I had all these modalities that were trying to show me something, but nothing is wasted. I don't regret any of it. Yeah. I do it all over again in this exact order. So I was doing that. I was doing the corporate thing. My kids were in daycare from, you know, at 6:30, I'd drop them off. They'd go to school. They'd go to aftercare. I'd pick them up. They'd go to the gym daycare so I could teach. So essentially we'd get home about 8 p.m. So this big house and this pool and this fancy car and all these things that this corporate, this climbing the corporate ladder had afforded me, I wasn't even enjoying anyway. And so these things started to show up in my daily connection. Like, why are you doing all this? What are you doing this for? And what I realized is I was doing it because that's what society said was success.
Yeah.
Success. Get a good job in the city, man. Working for the man. 9 to 5. You know, Tina Turner sang it well. So about 4 years of that, I went part-time about halfway through. I finally got the courage to ask for something that was easily given to me. I asked to go part-time. You don't even realize it because we won't even put ourselves in a position to ask.
Yeah.
Women especially. We build these scenarios and these stories in our head that we actually never get to an asking point to ask for something we desire. And I will tell you the truth about that is the sooner you're willing to ask, the sooner you're going to receive. You won't receive what you don't ask for. So that's what I say. If you don't ask, you don't get. And when I did finally build up the courage to ask to go part-time, because I was devoted to this practice, this business. It was a yes. And I didn't lose anything. I didn't lose any money. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It was all a story.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So here's a question for you. In all of this world that you had built up for yourself, where was your spiritual life in the middle of that? Was it even in existence?
I was playing pretend with my spiritual life. I've known since I was a young girl, and you'll love me when I say this, that I am Mary. My name is Mary, and I always would look at her statue like, we are one. We are in this. But I was pretending, you know, hiding. I did have the practices of yoga, but what we had brought to the Western world, yoga was a physical practice. It was still a physical practice until one day I had had enough. And I sat in Shavasana. I literally held myself through the whole class because I had a big stressful uproaring before class, but I stayed anyway. And during that Shavasana, that last part of class, there was a beautiful instructor, Kasia. Wherever she put me, I got in my car that day and I said, I want to make people feel this good. She made me feel so good. And so that started happening. I went part-time. I started dabbling more in my practices of yoga to get back in touch with my spiritual or soulful self. But it wasn't until I resigned completely and left that job and I rolled down the river to New Orleans. I decided to sell my house and resign. My former husband, as I said, my husband, he was up for retirement 2 years later in the Navy. And I just said, let's do this early. So I resigned and I bought a fitness center where I could teach more yoga. Like I could go all in on that passion here in Louisiana. And in that part where all the things had shifted and changed, I didn't have this big house. I didn't have this big payment. I was owning my first brick and mortar, but easily because it was easy to own. And I had this little apartment before we bought a house. that's when I got so up close to myself. And I said, I actually asked a friend of mine, how did you find God? How did you reconnect with God? Spirit, how did you get back to that? And so it took me on a journey. But I won't lie, the first thing that opened me back up to my spiritual practices was reading the book by Rick Warren, and it was called Purpose-Driven Life.
Oh, and, yes.
Yeah. It was a 42-day experience. And what that helped me do is create a deeper level of daily connection. And I enhanced my daily connection, and I already still had my daily movement. So then I started sharing it with people. Once people had seen that I successfully left that corporate, the people that had been watching me for 22 years, they were seeing my changes. They started asking. And the more that people ask, the more that we talk about it, the more we grow, the more I grew as a person, the more I believed in myself because they were seeing me. So it started to evolve. To really evolve it to where I am today as a mentor in business, I call it extraordinary entrepreneurship, and publishing is all of that that I just told you, minus a whole bunch of details. That gave me my first story to actually share. Like, I didn't think I had a story for so long. Nothing terrible ever happened to me. But for some, getting divorced after 25 years, because I did end up divorced after I found more of me and he found more of him. It just, you know, things, distance became. I would have never looked in that place had my circumstances not uncovered something for me to say, you know, there's more to life than just this idea. And when it came time, when somebody said, I've got this book titled Phoenix, will you share a story about how women rise from the ashes to find hope? I actually looked at my story of panic to purpose, my story of ending a 25-year relationship. That was the story that I actually had something to write about, that I could actually share something with someone, you know, the ripple that would support them, that would change their life a little bit. And that's when things really got deep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. Well, and here's a really great thing to share with those that are listening is we all have experiences, right? And many of us, me included, lived a life of insecurity and feeling like I had nothing to give and feeling like, who's going to listen to me, right?
Yes.
There are so many of us that are in that position. So if you, the listener, are one of those people, hold on, hold on to your chair here, because we're going to give you some insight into, it's just that little kernel that you're holding on to that you think nobody's going to care about that. That's the thing that I would bet is the thing that your soul is wanting to experience. That soul of yours is wanting to share. That soul of yours is wanting to help someone else out with it, right? That's what I would say to what I've just heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your soul really is a giver. But we also too have to get on the receiving end to give that. And that's really how it went. I said those same things, Pam. It's so funny. When she approached me, I said, I don't have a story. I don't write. I'm not a writer. But the soul knows. Mm-hmm. You know what happened? Within 5 minutes, my fingers text the word yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had gotten out of my way enough. I mean, by this time I was hosting moon meditations in the French Quarter of New Orleans. Yep, that's where we, you know, I left my big job, came on down the river and started that, opened that gym or ran that gym, then opened a yoga studio, meditations. Then there was Reiki energy healing involved in all of this. I attuned to master level in Reiki, and I really started sharing vocally. I would share on the yoga room floor these little little bits, these little nuggets that Pam's referring to. I would let kind of the energy of the room take over so that people could pull out of me, or so that my vessel could speak to them with their queries. I got right out of the way. That's why I love teaching yoga so much. And that expanded into to facilitating retreats. About 2 years after my studio opened, my yoga studio, Sedona called me. I don't remember how she did it, but she called me. You know, places, energies, frequencies, vibrations around the world, they will call you when you're ready.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we want to talk more about that. And we also want to take a little break so that those who are listening can call in and share with us what they're up to and get your own questions answered for whatever's going on for you that you might like some insight about. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. I believe I said that correctly. And Emily, if I'm not correct, you'll let me know. But I think that's the number. Or you can text at transformationtalkradio.com or the Transformation Network, and you can chat in the chat line. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes for you to go and get a glass of water, use the restroom, let the dog out, whatever you need to do. And then we'll be back and we'll talk more with Mary about her Sedona retreats and all the other goodies that she's up to. We'll be right back.
Activate your DNA with the light codes of creation and implement the life of your dreams with the help of Pam Bright, a multidimensional healer, a light language channel, and a spiritual transformational coach. Pam offers a variety of sessions to heal your mind, body, and soul vibrations. She will connect you with your spirit team, activate your chakras, and more. Not sure what service is best for your journey? Find out by scheduling a free discovery call by visiting brightbutterflynetwork.com.
Did you know that people who practice gratitude regularly report feeling 20 to 25% happier after just a few weeks? Do you want to learn more about this amazing tool and how to make it work for you to improve your health, relationships, career, and more? Meet Lorraine Miller, gratitude expert, health coach, award-winning author, and mom who has been making a difference in people's lives for over 10 years. Learn her simple yet powerful approach for letting gratitude work miracles in your life by attending one of Lorraine's online workshops. Sign up at gratitudetobliss.com/events and use code TTN for special savings.
Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world? Of course you are. Tune in at a higher frequency with me, Trish Smith, multidimensional channeler, for an hour of nourishment.
Are you or someone in...
And we're back with the Empower Me Show, and Mary and Pam are talking about spiritual transformation and how do we do this thing called human life and have a spiritual life at the same time. So with yoga, I do know a little bit about yoga in that it really does bring us into our bodies in a way that really, I don't think any other practice, well, there's other practices that do as well. Massage definitely does. Dance can. But yoga, from my understanding, the little bit that I've done, I have noticed how much more embodied I actually feel when I'm done with that. And then with your writing and your publishing, as well as sharing your stories, What a wonderful way to encourage people to live their soul-filled life on the planet. And one of the ways, tell me how your world of retreats started up. What, how did that begin?
Oh, it was such a divine beginning. As we were saying at the, before the break, Sedona called me, the land called me, and I went on a weekend meditation with my new husband, Richard, or gosh, we've been married for 6 years now. So I did get remarried for anybody that, that wants to close that loop. and we went for a weekend meditation and it instantly called me back. Actually, we finished that meditation weekend with one of the women that was facilitating. It was Tao-based retreat. We did a lot of Qigong, Tai Chi, breath work, and meditation from the perspective of the Tao, which is really just peace for humanity. And she looked at me and she said, "What are you doing in that small town?" And that enlightened me big because I was like, "Yeah, what are you doing in that small town? What are you hiding from, really, is what I asked myself. Why are you staying so small?" But I came back from that retreat 2 nights later. I was in fetal position, sobbing like a baby. I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. And so to bring understanding to that, I got into my meditation closet, my prayer closet. I have one in every location that I travel, or I bring it with me because it's so important. And that's what I heard. Go back to Sedona. So I was like, how do I get back there? Long story short, I ended up hosting my first retreat. I put together my first retreat for 12 women. 6 months later, I was back in Sedona with 12 women on retreat, really supporting them with my three non-negotiable practice, which is being very intentional, taking inspired action, and celebrating your life, like I spoke about earlier. And we went right onto the land. And within that year's time of February to February, I was in Sedona 6 times.
Wow.
After that retreat, I had 3 more retreats before we, before the biggest evolution of COVID came through. And I brought my daughters there and I went back a couple times for myself just to feel. By then, I also was invited to buy a place. And again, within a year of being touching the land for the first time, universe, God, source, divine, encouraged me to buy a place. I said no 100 times to this thing, right? And universe just kept on. So I made a deal with the universe for a dollar amount. And in March of 2020, as my yoga studio was coming to a close, because it's such a small town, I wouldn't be able to reopen after such a loss. My price, my condo, I had a condo that I had an offer on that was approved at the exact amount that I told the universe.
Isn't that amazing how that happens?
Moving.
I so love that.
I ended up there and I have hosted over 20 retreats in the last 3.5 years. But along that same time is when publishing found me. That's when I was asked and encouraged to write my story in a multi-author book, which then would open me up to an audience of people that needed the retreat that I was hosting in Sedona. You see how this thing works? I didn't see it at the time. I just thought, sure, you know, I'll share this story. Let's see what happens. And that first story launched in May of 2020. And I told all about my divorce, all about my corporate carnival, all about resigning, all about moving through life and connecting deeply with myself and with my spirit and with my soul. And so all these things started to just come together piece by piece. So I even bought a place, and a full circle moment to that, the woman that invited me to publishing, to create my own publishing house, was the same woman that first invited me to participate in a book. But the first night she joined my meditation in the French Quarter, I was driving home with my husband that night and I looked at him and I said, that woman's going to pay off our house. And it was ridiculous for me to hear myself say this. That's what I heard. So when she would engage, I would, when she invited me to things, I would say yes, based on what I heard spirit self say, which yes, it does sound ridiculous, but here's my full circle moment, friends. 2 months ago at the beginning of this year, I paid for that condo off. So in reality, what I heard spirit whisper in my ear from a person that I kept saying yes to the experiences that she offered, brought me to the moment of that full circle. So I am a well sought after publisher. I've launched over 17 best-selling books between collaborative books and solo books. These are all nonfiction. These are all people telling their soul stories, talking about their journey. The nuggets, Pam, that you spoke of earlier, they're all people that are gaining enough courage to just get that, you know, one nugget out to one person to create loving and lasting change on the planet.
Oh, that's so exciting.
That's why I do it. So it has afforded me, it has put me in a position where I listen to everything spirit says. Everything that I hear, I believe, is what I tell people, that I am at a place in my life. And it's not, I always advise my friends, my clients, my people, like, don't disregard the first thought that comes into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it on a teeter-totter of yes, no, maybe so. Take it. Take that nugget, whatever it says, whether you like it or not, and just take it and put it somewhere and investigate it. Be curious about it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to take action right away, but at least start paying attention to that first thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because without that, I wouldn't be where I am with the books, with Sedona, with the global collaboration partners, with the people that make it easy to feel and be embodied in a world of loving and lasting change.
Mm.
And I know you recognize that, Pam, just talking on the show, you know, you do a couple episodes a day or a couple episodes a week, you're in the vibration of loving and lasting change.
Absolutely. And it's a commitment, right? Mm-hmm. It's a commitment to, we are not here by accident. Mm-hmm. We are here on purpose. And there are many of us, many, many, many of us, many of you who are listening that have said yes to being on divine purpose. So welcome to your life.
Yeah.
Welcome to this show. Welcome to the planet. Welcome to really, really being here for global change. Like, this is it. This year especially is really opening us up to the fullness of who we are and why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a nutshell, why don't you share with us what you believe is the big, like, what's the big reason that we're all getting this awareness now, especially now in 2024?
What is the big reason? Well, we were made for such a time as this. Really, that's the big reason. So many of us have lived a life full of dissatisfaction and disappointment, and it's time to change that. It really is. We know it. More people, because of that evolution, I call it the greatest evolution 3 years ago, more people are waking up because it's time. We don't need to know anything other than it's time to radically accept ourselves and love ourselves and trust ourselves. And what I can share with you is we all find a different way to it, and we're all activated in different ways. The best that I can share with you, and looking you deeply in the eyes to tell you, I've never felt more joy and love in my life than I do now in this awakened state of being one with my spiritual and soulful self.
Mm.
And it is a daily commitment, like you said, Pam. This is not a one and done. And thank you, Jesus, because I'm not ready to go.
Right. Me neither, honey. It's just daily, begun.
Daily commitment. And in a nutshell, it's a daily commitment to do something radically different. And I'm saying that instead of putting everybody else in the world first, simply put yourself first. This is not selfish. This is soulful. And we've lived long enough in the three-dimensional confines of selfishness. There are selfish people out there, and you can find them in all the different locations of negative vibe energy. You know what I'm talking about, like the peas, the peas of the world. But you can, we can all come home to ourselves. We can all take, less than 2 minutes, 30 seconds a day, you can create this radical shift. And I always love to share it. Just less than 30 seconds. You can start your day instead of saying, what do I have to do today? And just say, who can I be today? Who do I get to be? Changing that one thing consistently every morning. Because then you'll yearn for more. And then once you ask yourself that, who do I get to be? Tap yourself for 15 seconds. Just tap some energy out or in. Like, I'm in my body. Who can I be today? Do a couple jumping jacks when you slide your feet out of floor onto bed. Whatever. Get out in nature. Take 3 deep breaths. And then celebrate that you did that. That's number 3. Pat yourself on the back. I changed my first thought of the day. And I moved my energy.
Yeah.
It's called celebrating. And what you'll find is you're going to yearn for more. And so this is being a spiritual, soulful person in your body. Those 3 things will get you in your body and get you in your soul. That's who I am every day, every single day. I don't miss a day. For the last 13 years, I haven't missed a day to do those. And I don't wait till the last part of the day. I do it first thing. And this is what I say. Would you leave the house without putting your pants on? Probably not. So why would you leave the house without first connecting to who you get to be for the day?
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I love that. And for me, and that's really great. And for me, and this is what I share with other people, because it's so important. It's like part of really a big part of my mission, I'm aware now, is how are you honoring yourself today? Like, it does go back to when I was going full bore with my career and totally neglecting my own health and not caring one iota about how I felt. I ended up in the hospital. Managed to have a stroke in the hospital, which was really quite lovely that I could have it there. It was quite convenient. And it was all set up in advance. Like, God is so good at what he sets up for us. It's just perfect. So I got to have my stroke in the hospital, and then I got to have my medicated coma for 10 days or whatever it was, so that I could get a reboot, right? That's what it took for me, to have a reboot. From that experience, that is what the turning point was, so that I could wake up to, I have a physical body. It's my responsibility to take care of it. I cannot rely on anybody else to do it for me. So what am I going to do? That was my wake-up call, okay? So for me, it's vital every single day that I take care of this first. Say, what do I need? What does my body want to eat? I ask my body, what do you want to eat today? What is going to nourish you? How am I going to take care of my physical vessel so that I feel healthy? I'm rested. I'm awake. I feel loved. You know, all of the things that you shared as well. I just wanted to add that piece in because it's so important, I think, for all of us to honor our physicality. Because we chose this, folks. I've told you this before. We chose to be human in this lifetime.
She's not lying. She's not lying.
So how are you going to love it? How are you going to honor it? How are you going to, you know, share it with people? How are you going to, you know, express God through you? Right?
Made in his image. I'll say it again for the people in the back. Made in his image.
Yep. Yep. So why don't you share a little bit with folks how, because there's going to be people that say, oh, she's published. So you have your own publishing company.
Divine Destiny Publishing.
I love that. So if people wanted to, they have an idea of a book, they want to get published, but they don't really know what to do. What do they do first? How do they contact you if they are like, oh, that's my person?
It's so easy. You can catch me on my website always, marygooden.com. With the www, Mary, MaryGooden.com, which will show all of the elements that I get to play in with publishing, with mentoring, and with Sedona retreats. And I have a little gift that talks about branding. Book My Brand is what it's called, which is a program that I've put together that helps support you in writing your signature book and having your signature talk. And creating your signature offer, which is like the whole circular kit and caboodle. So if you connect with me, and you can email me also if you want to get a hold of this, it's info@marygooden.com. But it's just a matter of a conversation. I love to talk to people. I believe that we can, you know, as Pam started off with, we can feel energy, we can feel one another, and we can chit chat, and we can see, if we're, you know, if it's a good fit, and I can answer all the delicious questions in the realm of that, of bringing yourself into a deeper level of spirituality or soulfulness, I call it, by sharing your story, gaining more visibility around your business or your brand, really creating that massive impact. Pam knows, I know, we all came here to create our own massive impact. And every one of us had a massive impact. It's not just a little impact.
Yeah.
It's a big impact. And, you know, that's a big part of who I be. I be the change, the loving and lasting change. It's what I thread through every offer, every part of my vessel. And then creating an offer, if you're, you know, if you're in it to win it, in order to create a massive impact, we have to be open to receive limitless prosperity. And some of us aren't, and you know that, Pam, people get locked up in their body all the time with receiving, just from the physicality, but energetically. And so I really just lean into that. I want everybody to feel like I feel, and that was the moment that I felt that in yoga, same with Reiki, same with Sedona, same with books. When I embark upon a journey that really makes me feel like I've never felt before, like joyful in a way that maybe felt impossible, or safe, supported, and loved in a way that is true, I share it. And that's, as you asked me earlier, this is the time. The time is to come awake, to become everything that you desire to be. Your desires are truly the glorious gifts from God. We think they're ours, but our desires are really what we've been called here to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love supporting others to tap into that truth right there. That's probably the biggest truth, but just connect with me. Jump into my website. You can book a call right there from my website, or just shoot me an email, info@marygooden.com, and we can really look at the bits and pieces of how you're hoping or wanting or desiring to show up differently in the world, for your life, for your family, for your business. I've got 2 teenage daughters that are witnessing me walk out this life that is completely supported. They see it. They see my joy. They see
my love. Great. And what a mirror, what a beautiful mirror for them. What a beautiful mirror you are for them, so that they can realize, oh, I could have this too. Like, look at mom. She's amazing. She's doing what her heart says to do. And she's showing me that I can do the same thing. That's beautiful. So if people want, so let's backtrack with the Sedona retreats. Are they just for women?
Okay. So Sedona retreats are for men and women.
Okay.
just depends on the retreat that you choose. I host about 6 retreats in Sedona a year with different dates. But the one that is available right now is in September, and these are all inclusive. And what that means is you get, this is just like it was told to me, you get your feet on the land. So you get your plane ticket and you get yourself to Sedona, and I take care of everything else. All your meals, all your excursions, all the juicy details. We have, generally, we usually have some really creative activities that we put into place. I have different themes for some of these retreats that are related to entrepreneurs that are wishing to expand their business, for individuals that are looking to really open their heart and receive. But everything is cared for. And it really is a place where I get to share with others just how supported I feel by the universe. So I really anchor in the energies of you coming to receive.
Beautiful.
Like no dishes. Like I clean up the dishes. Like it's a wait staff. All the stuff is just put you in a place. Because, and you'll see, I mean, receiving can be uncomfortable sometimes because people just want to help.
Yeah.
So I try to break people free from that idea in the first night. Like you don't have to help. You get to be here and receive the energy of the land, receive the energy that the land moves through me. And they're made for everyone, depending on the groups that come together. That is where the activities are selected. And I'll tell you that the cold hard truth is Sedona leads the entire way. There is an itinerary, and once the people, usually no more than 5 at a time, but once I get my group of 5, I tune in on the land of Sedona, because I have a place there. I live there half the year. And she just starts saying, this for this, this for this, this for this. Now, I've done over 20 of these, and I get the same thing every time. People look at me and they drop their jaw. How did you know I needed that energy? When you took me there, I was going to hear this, or I was going to break this, break this code. How did you know? And I don't take all the responsibility. Sedona leads the way. And I just love to be that vessel of consciousness. And again, coming soon, Costa Rica, but I have a couple of spaces left in September, right over the fall equinox. We just finished a delicious retreat. There were 6 women with me over the spring equinox. One of them delivered her dragon, right? She brought her dragon to life. It is the year of the dragon, and her dragon truly emerged through dream states and meditations. And so it's really about receiving and being open to receive and allowing that which our soul deeply desires, the messages to come in clear and consciously. So it feels easy and fun to take inspired action.
I love that. So if people are interested in your retreat, they should contact you at info@marygooden.com.
You can do info@marygooden.com, or you can go to my website and get all the details at www.marygooden.com.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I love that. Awesome. All right. So we have just a few minutes left. Let's see. What wants to happen? All right. So we want to, I always get cards and stuff that want to show up. Okay. So I have angel cards. I have self-compassion cards. And I have power thought cards from Louise Hay. Which one speaks to you, Mary, that wants to speak to the collective today?
I love Louise, but that one with the heart in your hand, that one. I spent a weekend with her stuff, but that one. Is that the compassion deck?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Self-compassion deck. Okay. So we're going to do this for folks for the last couple minutes. And this is the way that I do this. I hold them in my hand, and then you help to pick the one that is for the collective here. Where is it?
It's right there.
Right there. Let's see which one is it. Come here, honey. I know you all want to come out and play, don't you?
Don't they?
All right. Watering the flowers. Name three things that you like about yourself. Notice how receiving recognition makes them that much stronger. Mm-hmm. All right. So what are your three things, folks, that you like about yourself? Ha ha. So Mary, why don't you tell us, what are three things you like about yourself?
I love my smile. I love my smile. Oh, I love my ability to tap into my heart. Like genuinely, I love hearing what my heart has to say. And what else do I love about me? I love the vibrational joy that really does surround my aura. Just the feeling of joy is always ever present in my frequency. So those are the things I love. I love listening deeply to my heart. I trust it. I love smiling. I love just stopping in the mirror and shooting myself a smile.
Yay.
And I love that I've found this soul, this deep soul aligned frequency of joy, that it's ever, ever present in my energy.
Well, and we are going to take all of that yumminess from you, and we're just going to spread it out to all of you listening and watching. Thank you so much for joining us, Mary. I love you. I'm so grateful to have you in my life now. And for those of you listening and watching, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you got something for yourself that you can take into your beautiful day. Please contact Mary at marygooden.com. There, I said it again. See, you've got some of that twist of Gooden. Gooden is that, I don't know if that's what it is, but it's another country. Anyway, if any of you know what it is, let me know. Brightbutterflynetwork.com is where you can find me. And we will tune in with you next week with another amazing show. So thank you, Mary, for joining me in this beautiful hour. We will stay in touch. I definitely look forward to that. And for those of you listening, your life is up to you. Make it a great day. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everything.